designers at Volvo are trying to resolve an old Freudian question. What do women want? Their new concept car is designed by women to appeal especially to women. Female drivers, who they say want low to no maintenance vehicles with dirt-resistant paint jobs, no fuel caps, and more storage than Volvos have ever had. This week, the prototype made its debut at the Geneva Auto Show. Lena Egeland is technical manager of the prototype and joins us from Geneva. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Now, who wouldn't want a car like the one we just described?
We've had in the excess of 100 interviews, and we still haven't found that one that doesn't want it.
Would a man feel comfortable in this car?
Very much so. He might not pick the embroidered upholstery we've got in the car right now. He might go for the leather with the rubber details instead.
Well, tell us about some of the features that, at least according to reports, have been designed with female drivers in mind.
When we designed it, we invented our premium independent woman named Eve. That has been our main criteria, to fulfill her needs. And we found that storage is on the top of the list. It's not gender-related. Everyone wants more storage in the vehicles, and they want it safe and smart. And they also want to have a car that is easy to get in and out of, so you don't get dirt in your trousers when you get in, or it's hard to squeeze by the steering wheel or things like that.
When you talk about more storage space in the vehicle, does that come at the expense of less space to sit?
No, it doesn't. One of the areas where we don't utilize storage today in any car that I know is the center console. We've moved all the gearing up to the steering wheel instead, and that leaves you with all that area for storage. I checked it today with my arm, and if I put my hand on the bottom of that, my elbow is down in the storage. It's that deep. And in the rear, what we've done is to say that if you look at the average driver today, they don't carry passengers in the back. They much more often have a sports bag or things they've shopped. So we say, okay, passengers will be secondary, storage is primary. So we fitted it with cinema-style seats. So the ones that fold, so they would normally be folded up to give you that whole area to load on.
Of course, my wife drives and I do not. And I use the vanity mirror that in U.S. cars is on the right-hand side in the far more than my wife ever does. But I know it was supposed to be installed for eye makeup, right? Because there are little lights that come out and light it up and all that sort of thing. Are there features like that that would appeal to people who have to wear makeup?
I must say that in this particular case, I'm going to let you down because we didn't bother about the sun visors and doing any vanity mirrors, because in those areas we already have solutions, and we've spent our money trying to invent things that haven't been catered for before.
Okay, so there's no kind of extra touches with that in mind, right?
No, but what you could do, if you want to have an extra touch, in the head restraint we got a ponytail split. What we've done is to give it a divide that is about 2 inches wide and 1 inch deep. So if you've got your hair up, that will actually make sure that your head is closer to the restraint and you have a more comfortable ride.
Wow. Well, and I guess...
And something else that we've also done, and I think this one as well is more the ladies that are going to be using it, is we've got a heel support. Quite often today you find if you're wearing very high heels that you have problem getting a good angle on your foot to keep it on the accelerator. So what we're introducing in this car is that we've got something that we call heel adjust capability.
Ms. Egeland, I understand you've got some contrivance that helps a driver park this car.
That's right. We've noted one thing that is very important for women is that they want a car that is easy to park. Mm. And it's not because they are inept in parking, it's that they are more careful when parking and they find it a bit awkward to do it sometimes. So we've equipped the car with something we call a space check sensor. So as you drive by the space you're looking at, it will check the size of it for you to tell you whether you fit in or not. And then it is your choice whether you want the car to handle the steering for you when you do the acceleration, braking, and shifting of the gears to guide you into the lot of your selection.
This is amazing. The car can park itself?
Mm-hmm. Well, it will do the steering for you, yes.
Boy, that's the kind of feature that anyone could benefit from, isn't it?
And especially in Europe. I mean, in America, you have more space when you're in the driving situations. But here in Europe, parallel parking is a right nightmare.
I suspect that people are going to hear this and wonder where they can buy this car.
Yeah, we tell them to send an email to our CEO and ask for it. This is a concept car. We hope some of the solutions we have in this car we'll make it into other car products and other cars in the future.
I do want to ask, Ms. Eekeland, is it unusual for women to participate this much in the design of a car? Is that still a field in which the men far outnumber the women?
Yeah, they still do, unfortunately. But Volvo has a very good policy with having at least one in five being a female. We want to exceed 20%. And having a project like this and having the guts to let us do it, the women have taken all the decisions in the complete project. We have not excluded the men. It's just that they didn't get to make any decisions.
Ms. Eekeland, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.
Lene Eekeland is technical manager at Volvo, speaking with us from the Geneva Auto Show. For more on this and other Weekend Edition stories, you can come to our website, npr.org.